insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين Dear listeners, my brothers and sisters in faith, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته In another session, we would continue to discuss about the qualifications of our beloved Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him and his household, as described in the Holy Quran. As you remember, in the previous session, we were talking about the 157th verse of Surah Al-A'raf. So first of all, we listen to the recitation of the verse and after that continue discussing our session.
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون As you remember, we came to this point of the verse which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his prophet as the one who was mentioned in the previous books of the holy prophets in the Torah and the Gospel. Now I want to quote just one part of the Gospel which talks about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam just as an example. In the book of John chapter 41 verse 62 it says I have told you this while I'm still with you, the Helper or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you. Also in John chapter 51, verse 62, it says, The Helper will come, the Spirit who reveals the truth about God and who comes from the Father. I will send him to you. And he will speak about me. As you see in these two verses of the Holy Book of the Gospel, these two verses name someone as the Helper or the Holy Spirit. Of course, the Greek word paraklet, that is P-A-R-A-C-L-E-T, which Christians interpreted to helper or Holy Spirit, is by Muslim translators taking to be paraclete, that is P-E-R-I-C-L-Y-T-E, which is the Greek form of Ahmed, peace be upon him and his household, which is one of the names of the Holy Prophet, our Prophet's name. So, of course, there are lots of other verses in the Holy Book and not only in the Gospel, but also in the Old Testament and the Torah, that refers, of course not by name, to our Holy Prophet. So when people find it, and when the people in at that age, they found his being mentioned in other books of God, that will be easy for them and somehow acceptable for them to accept the prophethood of him. The other qualification which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his prophet by it is that the prophet, peace be upon him and his household, bids people to do what is right and forbids them from what is wrong. This means that the contents of the prophet's message is indeed reasonable, because he enjoins good things and prohibits evil things. So when it is somehow something reasonable, when it is something acceptable by the common view, acceptable by the intellectuals of the age, it will be accepted. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. What is that the Prophet bids it? That's the right thing. What does he forbid from? He forbids from wrong things, from lots of sins that they used to do, and invited them to justice.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The other qualification which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to describing his prophet is that he says, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The prophet wants to remove the burdens and shackles from the people. Had he not been sent and supported by God, it would be better for him and for his throne of authority to keep the people under their chains and burdens, and ever to add some loads over that of theirs, and not to relieve them from fetters of ignorance. But what the Prophet indeed do, he just gave them the knowledge and wisdom. He just taught them how to know better and how to think, and he just helped them to be free of chains and burdens. So he set them free. He relieved them from what all they used to be. He broke the shackles of superstitions by replacing false gods that they used to worship with the truth and the only one God. So he threw away the chains of class distinctions and race glorification by religious brotherhood. As you remember, we talked about that before the Prophet, the tribal system was the dominant one. The tribal system was based on injustice, was based on the priority of blood. You were respected just because you were attributed to some special clan. But what Prophet called for it was justice and was brotherhood. So, as we saw in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after describing his prophet with some qualifications, asks the believers to follow him to be showered by his mercy. This is a condition. If you want to be under Allah's mercy, if you want to receive Allah's blessings, you have to follow the Prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after saying these qualifications of the Prophet, he says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعْهُ. These people will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. if you want to review the verse quickly, we can say that in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counted some characters of our Holy Prophet and also ordered us to follow him in order to be showered by his mercy and blessings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all this opportunity to follow him and to receive his blessings and his mercy. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, subhanallah, hamdan lillah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
لخمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة
الله.